Boden davov.
Mishnah says,
Hamechaneis mois, someone is collecting money.
Makes a collection of money. Like the Krav Neda says, Koines mat mat pruto acha pruto lishikloi. He puts away in a bank, like he has a piggy bank, he puts away pruto after pruto. The Yomer, and he says, Hare elu lishikli. All the money that I'm putting away now in this box should be for the masa shekel that eventually I'll give. And it ended up that he put in there more money than you need for machsa shekel. Is what's the halacha with the extra money that was put in there? Is beishama yomrim moisara nedava. The extra money you put in there, more than a nedava, more than the need for the machsa shekel, becomes into a nedava. You can't keep it for yourself. You have to give it for the base to make this applies to nedava. And he says, beishamai svaris the savri hegdish betoyis shmei hegdish. You baby betoyis, even though you thought you're putting the money in the box only for the purpose of machsa shekel, but lemaisa you put there two times the machsa shekel, so even though it's put there betoyis, that's beishamai shita. That hegdish betoyis is still shmei hegdish. So since you put it there with the intentions to give it to the hegdish for the machsa shekel, you have to give it for nedova. Even though you can't give more than a machsa shekel for the machsa shekel, but the extra money goes from the dovah. The dovah means a present. Usually there's a special kupa, a special box where you put the money. The dovah means that at the time when there was no kabbonis being brought on the mizbeach, it's like it was not nice to let the mizbeach be empty, they used to take the money from the kupa of the dovah and buy kabbonis and bring it at that time. The kahanim would bring kabbonis, even though there's no Yisraelim bringing it, just for the fact that the Mizbeach should not be empty. So that was taken from the kupa of Nedova. Here also, this extra money you had goes to that kupa from the Nedova. Beis Hillel says, no, that my sorrow and chulin, the extra money is chulin. There is you, of course, like the Krav Neda says, shlei nischavein zeh ela'ad kedei shikloi. The money you kept on putting away was only you had intention to use for the machsa shekel. So once you reach that much for machsa shekel, the extra money, like you had no intentions to make a hegdish, so it's chulin. Take it home and do what you want with it. What about sha'ovi mehem shikli? A person says like this, sha'ovi. That means that I will set aside money, but for the purpose sha'ovi mehem l'shikli, that I will bring from this money for the machsa shekel. Here they're both moida, that leftover money is chulin, because it's as if you said specifically your beferish that you said im echnes yoisim mishekel ovim mihem shekel v'yamoisi yachulin, as if you said beferish that the money I have now should go only for the machsa shekel. So you're saying beferish, if I have leftover money, I want it to go for myself. Therefore, the leftover money pshita you could use for yourself. Even Beisham is murdered to this. The Sha'avi means, like I'm only saying at the beginning, I'm only making Hegdish what I need for my shekel. So even though there's more money there than a machsa shekel, but you said clearly, I'm only making Hegdish what I need for the machsa shekel. So they're both a murder that the extra money is chulin. What about Eilu L'chatosi? Somebody was collecting money, put away money in a pushka, in order to be able to buy a korban chatas. Is shovin shamois nedova. Here even Beis Hillel is moida that the leftover money, in other words, you put away $200, you kept on collecting dollar after dollar, you finally got your $200, and you went to buy a korban chatas, and it only cost $150. What do you do with the extra $50? So the Mishnah says, shovin, here Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both moida that the extra $50 goes to nedova. You have to give it to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's put into the kupa, the special basket that you buy these kabbonis when the mizbeach is empty. So the Mishnah will soon explain why is Beis Hillel moida that by a chatis the extra money is for nedova. Mashenken by a shekel, in the ratio of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says that the leftover money is chulin. What's the difference? We'll soon see in the Mishnah. What about she'ovi mehen chatosi? Somebody has money, and it says at the beginning, I want to bring from this money a korban chatis. Is shovin shamayis chulin? They're both moided that the leftover money is chulin, because you said at the beginning clearly you only want to take out from this money for a korban chatis. So you only mark the share what you need for the korban. The leftover is chulin. And the korban says eno lechatosi. Yeah. Right. 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 what's the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah that by Shkolim, Beit Hillel says, the leftover money is chulin. If you put away pruta after pruta, penny after penny to collect up, to give money for machsa shekel, we say if you put there more than the machsa shekel, the leftover money you take home is chulin. Mashenka, when you go to buy a korban chatis, you put in penny after penny, and then add it up to $200, and you only need 150, the extra 50 is linadova. It's not chulin. You have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Is why does Beis Hillel hold that the chatis, the leftover money, is nedava, whereas the shkolim, the leftover money, is chulin? What's the difference? So Amar Rebbe Shimon, ma ben shkolim lechatis. Elo, the Torah says like this: shel shkolim yesh lem kitzva. Shkolim has the exact amount how much you have to give. You can't give more, you can't give less. You have to give a machsa shekel. So therefore, we say when you're collecting the money, putting a pruta after pruta, and when you put every pruta there, you're saying, I want this to be for the machsa shekel, Beis Hillel says you only have in mind up until the machsa shekel. Anything more you put is chulin. When you go put money away in your bank to save up to buy a korban chatis, there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount how much the chatis should be worth. Lamash, you could find a behema worth 100, worth 200, worth $300. So therefore the story is every penny you put into your pushkom to collect, to get the money for the chatis, it has Kedushas Chatas on it now. Is even though at the end you only buy a small behemoth worth $150 and you collected $300, we say all the extra $50 still goes in the dovah. Because since there's not a kitzvah, so when you put the money into the pishka, you have in mind you want this money to go to Chatas. It's not like a kotzuv. After $100, there's no more korban chatas. No, a korban chatas could be value as much as you want. So any money you put in, l'shem korban chatas, has a shame kedusha on it, and therefore you have to give the leftover money for an adava. That's Reb Shimon Svara. Reb Yehuda argues and says, Af l'shkolim ein lehem kitzva? No, the machsa shekel also does not have an exact amount. Like we'll soon see, that the Bezdin could be moisif on the machsa shekel. At certain times, when the Bezdin sees that they need more money for the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to say everybody has to give more than a machsa shekel. You can give even twice as much. What was the maisa? That kisha'olu Yisro min agoyla. When Klai Yisro went up by Ezra, they went to build the second bayis, is how you shoiklin darkoinis. They used to give everybody this coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis, which was twice as much as a machsa shekel. That's what everybody used to give. His Bezdin was the masak, and then they're going up now to build the Beis HaMikdash. They need a lot of money now. Everybody has to give more than stam a machsa shekel. You have to give this big coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis. So you see, there's times that you give a lot, you give a golden coin. That's the way the Korbanator learns that darkoinis means matbeya shel zov, a golden coin. Mi modai, it wasn't in modai. Vishavya sela u machsa. It was worth mamash a sela machsa, that's three times as much as a machsa shekel. A machsa shekel is a half of a sela. Here it was worth a sela machsa. Since they're going now first to build the Beis HaMikdash, they need a lot of money, so they were Bez was mechayev everybody to give a large sum. Everybody had to give this golden coin, this darkoinis. Chosrun, lady years, the Mishnah says, Chosrun nishkol sloim. Lady years, they didn't take three times as much, they only took twice as much. They took a seller. A seller sholem is two machsa shekel. Chazu, lady years, times got better, they didn't need so much money. Lishkol tvoyim. They took only a chatzi, a machsa shekel. Tvoyim refers to that chatzi seller, that is a machsa shekel. That was the normal time. Bikshul lishkol dinrin. Lady years, even, they didn't need that much money even. They wanted even take a half of a machsa shekel. Lishkol dinrin. Dinrin, he says, is a revius of a seller. That's a quarter of a seller. That's a half of a machsa shekel. Well, like kiblu. And that they did not accept. That you can't do. You're not allowed to give less than a machsa shekel. Like it says, Lo kiblu mehem, the korban edom, the reshoyin lehoisif, al shekel diraisa. Bezdin has the right to be mechayev everybody to give more than a machsa shekel. Kefi hatzarech, how much is needed at that time. For loy livches bimenu, but you're not allowed to collect less than a machsa shekel. Even though you don't need the money, you have to take at least a machsa shekel. So that's the view this time, you see the different times in history, that there are different chiyuvim to give. Sometimes it was three machsa shekel, sometimes two, sometimes only one. But Rav Shimon answered back, very good. Afal pikein, even though you're right, that certain times there are different chiyuvim of the yad kulem shava. Whatever year you're at, whatever bezin was mechayev to give, everybody has to give the exact same amount. Like that first year when they went up with Ezra, everybody had to give 3 machta shekel, or that koinis. So our korban is still called the kitzvah. So maybe you know now my chiv is to give a that koinis. So now I'm putting the money into the bank to collect, to be able to pay the machta shekel, the tilu svar is, I'm only putting in with das to use it for the machta shekel. Any leftover money, I want to use for myself. I don't have das to put it in there, stam, for the machta shekel, because I know exactly how much I have to give. Avochatis mashenk, when you're collecting money now, you're putting away penny for penny to collect, you have money to buy a korban. Chatis, is there maybe b'selam, is there maybe b'shtayim, is there maybe b'sholish? There's no exact amount, how big, how fat the korban has to be. Some people buy $100, some buy 2, some people buy 3. So therefore we say, even though at the end you only spent $200, and you collected $300, we say all those $300 is going for the chatis, and the leftover money, you have to give the dover. That's the chilek. By a shkolim, there's the exact amount how much you have to give, so more than that belongs to you still. Chatis is no exact amount, so as much as you pay, we say, is going for the nedovah, for the korban. So, the Gemara. Hamachnis, the Mishnah says you're collecting your money. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Loza. My pligin, which case is there a machlokes in the Mishnah between b'shem and b'tilul? My pligin means ki pligi. When do they argue? The machnis prutroit. When you put together penny after penny, you're collecting one pruta, another pruta. Then Beishamai says the leftover money is nedava, and Beisil says leftover money is chulin. Avu biyomer elu l'shikli. Somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money, and he says this money now should be for my machsa shekel. Kol alma means everybody maybe agrees shamaisarin nedava, that leftover money now goes for nedava. Hey, since you took out one big bunch of money, and you said clearly, this money should be for my shekel, here he owes every, even by Tillah's moedah, that the leftover money goes to Nadav. It's like you a makdashit. And he can't give 2 machsa shekel if the chi of that year is only to give 1 machsa shekel, so the leftover money goes to Nadav. That's the way Rabbi Yossi learns. Marad Chia, Varav Deva, Bishem Rebeloza, they learn no. My pligin, like ki pligi, when is there a machlekes in the mishnah between Beisham and Beisilum? B'machnes prutrot. Only in a case where you're putting in penny by penny, collecting up. Then Beisilum says, the leftover money belongs to you. Avo b'yoy mer elo l'shikli, but if somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money, and says on this money at one shot, this money should be for a machsa shekel, kuliyal no moedi shi'al moisorin chulin. Here, Rebbe Chi holds, that even Beishamai would be moida. The leftover money is chulin, is not l'nedova, is l'chulin. Why? Because you're taking out this money, and you're saying clearly, this is the money should be for the machta shekel. Now, if you do, if the chiv is to give this year 1 machta shekel, you can't give 2. That's the pasuk, ha'osher l'yarbi, you can't give more. So as if you're saying clearly right now, that whatever's here, so the amount for the machta shekel is the machta shekel. The leftover money belongs to me. Like he's Tom Zakun explains it here. Hey, sir, we ain't can't toy. There's no mistake here. She yochalim abo shegdish b'toy is saying. Even the embiodal harbors, you can't give more than you're supposed to. So if you're taking it out of one shot, what you meant to say is that as much as here is worth of shmachsa shekel, that's for the machsa shekel. The rest of the money, though, still belongs to me. That's Reb Bibi Svarim. So the kitzes the machlokes, Reb Yossi and Reb Biboy, what's the lochon, where you take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say, Harei Eil L'Shikli, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, and it comes out that there's twice as much money here. But Rabbi Yossi says, leftover money is L'Nedova, according to everybody. And Rabbi Veda says, no, according to everybody, it's Chulin. His Omer Rabbi Chiyas, Rabbi Chiyas says, Mas Nitzin Mesaila Rabbeva. The Chural Mishnah is a riot to the second Sat Rabbeva. That what is life's money of Chulin? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Shimon explains, Ma Ben Shkolum L'Chatis. What's the difference in our Mishnah between, by the first case of the Shkolim, that we say, Beis Hillel says, the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you, and Lachatis, by the Korban Lachatis, we say the leftover money is L'medova. So, Shimon is Maz, Ve'ela, Sha'ashkolim, Yeshlem Kitzvah. By Shkolim, there's the exact amount, how much you have to give. So, if you collected penny after penny more than that, we say the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you. That's Beis Hillel's Svarah. It's as if you explained yourself, to say I'm only collecting how much I need, and more than I have belongs to myself. When you're collecting money for the korban chatis, ain't lo kitzvah. There's no amount to say that's it and not more. If you wanted to, you could have bought a bigger animal. So as much money as you're putting in, you can say that goes for the chatis. Now, ma anan kaminin, what are we talking about? What's the case that Reb Shimon is going on? In bi'oyme sh'ovi mihem shikli, if you're going like on the second case of the Mishnah, where a person says, I'm going to take money now to bring my matzah shekel, is you said, kulei alma moida, everybody is moida, sh'amaisar and chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. Sh'ovi mihem shikli, sh'ovi sh'amaisar chulin. And what then? Sh'ovi mihem chatosi. If you say, this money right now is set aside just to buy the korban chatis, so the leftover money, pshita, is chulin, the Mishnah says. So Reb Shimon can't be talking about in that case. In biyomer, if the case is shavim mihem chatosi, is the same case. I want to bring a korban chatos from this money. Is kulu yama moed is shamoyse chulin? That's what it says in our Mishnah. Everybody's moed in that case. Leftover money is chulin. So where's Reb Shimon explaining himself that there's a difference between shekel and chatos? Eli have to say ela kain onu kaimon. This is the case we were talking about. The biyomer enol neshikli. The kuri taken out a bunch of money from your pocket. And you're saying this money right now should be for the matzah shekel. Is shkolim ayidei shekitzvosan minatora mersar nchulin. By the shkolim, since there's the exact amount how much you have to pay, there Reb Shimon has been explaining himself that according to that mersar nchulin, that leftover money goes chulin. Now the Havim Miniris Reb Shimon is not only explaining Beit Hillel, but Reb Shimon is saying this goes according to everybody. The Havim Miniris Reb Shimon is not saying the pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah, but Shimon is saying there's a case that everybody is moida, the money goes to chulin. So according to Rav Beva, it's very good. In the case where you stand, take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say on this money should be for the machsa shekel, Rav Beva says everybody holds the leftover money there is chulin. So he learns that's what Rav Shimon is saying also. Rav Shimon is saying it's just a case where you take out a bunch of money, and you say on this money, this should be for the shkolim, since there's a cut of exactly how much you have to give, the leftover money is chulin according to everybody. If you take out money from your pocket and you say this money should be for the korban chatis, since there's no exact amount how much you could give, you could buy as much as you want, as big an animal as you want. Here we say mutar nedava, leftover money is a nedava. So if this is the pshat of Shimon in the Mishnah, it's right to a Beva's case that there's a case that everybody is maskim when you take the money out of your pocket that the leftover money for shkolim is chulin. And that's what Rav Beva learns. So for the Gemara, Ma'yavod le Rabbi Yosi, B'shem Rabbi Loza. But what does Rabbi Yosi do? Rabbi Yosi says in this case, where you take out money from your pocket and you say this money should be for Shkolim. So Rabbi Yosi says, even if there's leftover money, everybody holds it goes in the Dover. Hey, since you take out this whole bunch of money at one shot, and you say on this money should be for Shkolim, Rabbi Yosi's swear is, you mean to be makdish all the money, and the leftover money you mean to give for the Teres Nedover. So that's where Rabbi Yosi learns pshat. So how does he learn pshat now Mishnah? Where does Rabbi Shimon say that everybody's moida, the money is chulin? You don't have the case. There's never a difference between shkolim and chatis. If Yistam say the money that I will bring out for the chatis, then we say it's moisa chulin, just like by shkolim. If you say the opposite way, it's always in the dover. So where do you have the case that the difference between shkolim, that leftover money is chulin, and the chatas leftover money is nedava? Where do you have the chilek? And if the Gemara, Posolo, he's going to have to answer the mechanes prutrois, that Rabbi Shimon means to be mazba the ratio of our Mishnah. Not that you've taken out exact amount of money, a whole bunch of money, but you're starting out to collect penny after penny. You're putting into the bank now penny after penny. Uge Beisilu. And Rabbi Shimon is only explaining Beisilu Svara, that Beisilu says in the ratio of the Mishnah, when you start to collect your money, penny after penny, we say if you have leftover more than the machta shekel, the leftover money is chulin according to Beis Hillel. Still he holds that by chatis, when you put in penny after penny to collect the money for chatis, the leftover money is nedava. So that one was shvet to Reb Shimon. According to Beis Hillel, what's the difference between shkolim and chatis? On that, Reb Shimon said that since shkolim has a kitzvah, when you start to collect penny after penny, we say you only meant to be makdish exactly what you need for a machta shekel. The leftover not. Mashenkin in this last case, where you take out a one sum, you take out from your pocket a bunch of money, and you say on all this money together, this money should be for the machta shekel, then Reb Yosi's svar is all that money remains for the for the hegdish. So what you need for the machta shekel goes for the machta shekel, and the leftover money is in the dover. So that's the way Rabbi Yosi will learn Pshat and Reb Shimon. Uke Beis Hillel, and he's only explained according to Beis Hillel. So the Mara of what Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah later. A Mishnah later says that Moiser Shkolim Chulun. There's nothing in the Mishnah later that says about leftover. It says leftover of an Asira Seifa. It says leftover of a few things, and it says clearly there that the leftover money from Shkolim is Chulun. So go to Kasha and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says anytime you take a bunch of money and you say on this money should be for the Masa Shekel, the leftover money is Lunadava. So here it's a Mishnah letter that says not like that. The Mishnah letter says clearly that there is a Kolponim cases that when you put money away for the Machsa Shekel and you have more, the leftover money is Chulin. Of course, not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara, Pasalah, Pashid, B'machanes, Prutroit, Ukebeisilu. But the next Mishnah also goes like our first Mishnah, the first case. Where not that you're taking out of one shot a bunch of money, but you're rather starting out now to collect penny by penny. So every penny you put into the pushka, you're saying, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel. There we say clearly, all you mean to say is, you're collecting enough to have the Machsa Shekel. And like a Shimon Svarim, since we know exactly how much you have to give, when you hit that, that's it. The rest of the money you put in there is still chulin. So that's pshat on the next Mishnah. That when you start to collect penny by penny, after you hit the Machsa Shekel sign, the rest of it is yours. Mashenkin Rabbi Yossi holds, if you take out of one shot a bunch of money, and you say on this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, then his moedah, the leftover money, is l'nedava. And that's not what the next Mishnah is talking about. Sot Gemara, skip the parentheses here. Ha meforesh a shikloi. Somebody was mafresh money for a shekel. V'sova shuchayiv. He thought that he was chayiv to give a Machsa Shekel. So he set aside the Machsa Shekel and set a reizu le Machsa Shekel. V'nimso shen chayiv. And it comes out later, he found out he's potter. Maybe somebody else already paid for him. It comes out he's potter from the Machsa Shekel. Halacha is like Kiddush. In such a case of Hegdish Betoyis, the Hegdish is not chal at all. Halacha, according to Beis Hillel, Hegdish Betoyis is not chal. You thought you were mechuyiv. It came out to your potter. The money belongs to you. What about Hamafrish Nayim? You set aside two Machsa Shekel. V'sava Shuchayim Shnayim. For some reason, you thought that you have a chiyuv to give two Machsa Shekel. Maybe you thought you have to give for your wife also. You thought you have to give two. It comes out, lahalacha, whatever the case was, that you only had a chiyuv to give one Machsa Shekel. And the Maisa, you were makdish two Machsa Shekel. So Gemara says, Oisai Hasheni. What do we do with the second coin? The second Machsa Shekel that you said a reizu Machsa Shekel, what do you do with it? My Ovidle. So Gemara Nisharmina Minado will learn out lahalacha from another case. There's a case like this. Hifrish Chatosai. Somebody set aside an animal for a korban chatis. Says he knew he was mechuyev the korban chatis, and he set aside this animal. He set a reizu hegdish lechatosi. V'sava shuchayev. He thought he was mechuyev the korban chatis. V'nimtza shenachayev. And later on, he found out that pialocha he doesn't have to bring a korban chatis. So what's the locha with that korban? Is like kitcher. It's called hegdish betoyis. You're only makdisha because you thought you were mechuyev. Now that it comes out you're potter. It's hegdish betoyis. You didn't mean it. It's not chulin. The behemoth is not hegdish at all. Hey, what about Hifrishtayim? The Sova Shuchayim Shtayim. The person thought like he did two different Averis. He thought he had the Chiyuv to bring two Korbanos, two Korban Chatas. V'nimtza Shein Chayiv Alachas. And later on we found out Lalocha, he's only Chayiv one Korban Chatas. Is Oysa Shniya Ma'at Ovidlo? What do you do with the second animal that he was already Maktas Hashem Korban Chatas? El Roya is a Svarab Shuta. It has Kedusha on it. V'balt, one of these two for sure is a Korban Chatas. So when you have one that's a Vade Korban, the other one also has Kedusha on it. And you can't use it right now. You have to let it pasture out in the fields until it gets a mum. And when it gets a mum, then you'll be poydu it. So you see, since one is Kaddish, the other one is also Kaddish. I'll tell you Hochinam, the same thing by our case here. That what? Elul l'nadova. That since you set aside these two coins for the two Machsa Shekel, and it comes out one you are Chayiv, so since you're Chayiv one and we don't know which one of the two, both of them have a Din Kedusha on it. And it says, Elu and Adova. That's Mashma, both of them go for the Adova. So the Gemara says, no. V'koa, heich oimer ato Elu. Like here, you can't say Elu, you can't say the word, both of them go for the Adova, because it's not true, only one goes for the Adova. Because you have a chiyuv to give one Machsa Shekel. So one coin goes for the Machsa Shekel. Just the second coin goes for the Adova. Say Nechlami, the second coin goes for the Adova. Yav Yudu Oimus. Now Mishnah says what Yav Yudu says, that not at all times do you have to give a Machsa Shekel. It depends. Certain times, Bashas Ezra went up to first build the Beis HaMikdash to buy a Sheni. They needed a lot of money. They had a Chiyuv to give then, or the Akronis to give a golden coin worth 3 Machsa Shekel. So Mora says, the Akronis is Dinyin. The Akronis, that's a golden coin.
That's how much Ezra was mechayev everybody to give. Chazru lishkol sloim. Then later, next year, a few years later, they were only mechayev them to give the selah. So the Gemara kishmoin. Selah means what it means. That's two shkolim, two machta shekel to selah. Chazru lishkol tvoim means palgas loim. Later on, they were only mechayev them to give the exact amount of a machta shekel, a half of a selah. Bikshu lishkol dinner and carton. Then later on, they want to give even less than that, even a quarter of a seller, which is a half of a machsa shekel. V'lo kiblu alayim, and bezdim was not makabel. That's no good. You can't do that. Min hoda, because it's a pasuk like this. The pasuk in Nehemiah says, "V'hemadnu oleinu mitzvois losais should be oleinu shlishis hashekel bashonim la'avoid es beis lokeinu." There was a time when Ezra was mechayev to give three machsa shekel throughout the year. So that's the most. But according to see, it's possible to have a chiyah to give a darkonus, this coin, a golden coin, which was worth three machsa shekel. To give less than that, we're not bringing a posuk. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says, you can't give less than a machsa shekel. But we have a posuk in the Nehemiah, the smashma, if Bezdim wants to, they can be mechayev everybody to give more. But it has to be one schum for everybody. At this year, we need money. Everybody has to give this darkonus, which is worth three machsa shekel. Sometimes it comes out you have to give three times the machsa shekel throughout the year. And mikan from here also, we're not matrich, we don't tell the bezin to work more than three times a year. Like here, collecting the money, three times a year is the most. Like we had before, that they make the truma from the lishcha three times, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkos. Omer Rav Yavin, Mikan legimul soin. Like we'll see later, when they make the truma, when they take the buckets, and they go into this big lishcha where they collected all the money, they take out three soin. That's how much of a shkolm they take out. So it's a remez from this pasuk, the meaning of shlishis hashekel, it's a three. Mikan leshalosh kupas. They also collect with three different baskets. Mikan legimul afroshes. They also do it at three different times. So it's an asmachta from this pasuk. There's a shlishis hashekel. When you're holding by a shekel, the meaning of three. That they took three baskets, and when each one was weighed three soyim, and they did it at three different times of the year. Ksiv the pasuk says, in Shemois, ze yitnu kol oivir al apkudim. This is what everybody has to pay the machta shekel. Is Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemya, machloikis. Chadoma lefi shechotu b'machta sayoyim, yitnu machta shekel. That Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, they made a mistake that Moshe came, they thought Moshe was supposed to come, that B'shoah Sheis, that Chatzois Hayoim, and they didn't come, so they did the Chet Ha'egel. So since they made a mistake, they did the Chet about Chatzois Hayoim, that's what, and the Machsa Shekel is the Kapora, the Pasuk says, L'chapra Nashoseichem, since this is a Kapora for the Chet Ha'egel, we give a Machsa Shekel. The Chadoma one says, Lefi Shechotu B'shei Shois, B'yoim. They made a mistake on the sixth hour of the day. 6 hours of the day, that's when they made the mistake. So, yitnu machsa shekel diyovet shisha gamsin. A machsa shekel is made out of six gamsin. That was a coin. Like it says, sheimat veya shoysi b'mei Moshe. That was like the quarter that was going out at Moshe's time. And a machsa shekel was six of them. So what do we have to give a machsa shekel for? To mechaper on the chet that Klal Yisrael did on the sixth hour of the day. The Chatzai Sayyim, right away when they saw Moshe was not coming down, Saru Maru, they made fast with Dagel. They started to make a list. We have Yeshua, Bey, Reb Nechemya, the Shem of Yechim and Zakai, the Fi Shavu al Aseret HaDibros. When they did the Chet Dagel, they were able to avoid the Zoro, they were able to Aseret HaDibros. Is Ye Yonaisin Kolechot Yechot Asara Geira. Or Machsa Shekel is 10 Geira. Lamala Kenegia, the Aseret HaDibros. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Levi, Bishem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Lefi Shemachru, Becheresh Rachel, because the brothers, the Shvatim, sold Yosef, the Esrim Kesef, with 20 Kesef, is Yir Kolechad Viechad, Poydes Benoi, Bechor, Biesrim Kesef. That's why the Locha, Pidgin Aben, we give Esrim Kesef, we give 5 Mashkolim, which is 20 Kesef. This Kinege, the Mechirus Yosef, that's every Pidgin Bechor. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi, lefi shemachru b'chayre sherachu b'yestim kesef. They sold Yosef for 20 kesef. V'noflu l'chol echad v'yechad mehem tiva. Now, Binyamin wasn't included there, so they only had 10 of them. So 10 of them divided by 20 is each one has 2 kesef, which is mehem tiva. Which is, a tiva is shnei dinrim, which is a chatzi selah. Lefikich ye kolecha v'yecha noichin shikloi teva. That's what they need to give a machza shekel. If you divide it up between the 10 of them, each one...